Every year, the 3 weeks, the first Shabbos of the 3 weeks, start in Parshat Pinchas. And what's the connection between our Parshat and the 3 weeks? The explanation is follows. We will start with our parsha, and we will end, and we see how it's naturally connected to the 3 weeks. The Sefer Bamidbar, what we deal now, have special name, Chumash HaPikudim. Chumash HaPikudim is mean twice. Moshe Rabbeinu check ameni. We in the desert. How many people by every Shevet? First time, in beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Torah give us a list, Reuven, Shimon, etc., numbers, exactly how every Shevet, by every Shevet. Second time, 38 years after, in our Parsha, Parshat Pinchas, again, Moshe Rabbeinu check the number of people in any Shevet. From this reason, the name of this book is Sefer Chumash HaPikudim. We account Am Yisrael. And the question is, in this Sefer Bamidbar, we have something what is more important, how many numbers we together. For example, Chet HaMeraglim. This changed our life. Because the sin of the Meraglim, the generation would leave Egypt, never arrive in Eretz Israel. This is completely new life. This is major tragedy. We have Korach, terrible what he do. We have Bilam, what he tried to curse us again and again and again. We have so many topics in this book, what we can pick as a name. I understand Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is Sefer HaGdusha. Holy book, good. We talk about this week, the Gdusha of the people, the Gdusha of the land, the Gdusha of the time, nice. Sefer Shmot, Galut Geula, Galut Mitzrayim, and the redemption from Egypt, good. This is name what fit to the Sefer. Sefer Bereishis, Sefer HaYetzirah, Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world and create our nation, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, good. But why the name of the four book is Chumash HaPikudim? Because twice Moshe Rabbeinu check how many people by every Shevet. This is exactly the essence of all this book. We have so many important aspect, what we can pick as a name. Moreover, when you look about the names of every Shevet, exactly how many people, and the way, one after the other, Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, exactly same in Bamidbar, exactly same in our Parshas is coming, Shabbos Pinchas, except one change. And the change is, in Bamidbar, first Ephraim, and after this Menashe. In our Parsha, first Menashe, and after Menashe, Ephraim. Why is it change? Yaakov Avinu made decision. He switches end. Ephraim come first, Menashe come after. Exactly how we find them in the beginning of the Sefer Bamidbar. Why in our Parsha, the Shvatim, Menashe and Ephraim switch first Menashe and after this who Ephraim. This is the two questions what we want to raise. Now, Vesiyata Dishmaya, I share with you beautiful inside, short, clear, and we see how it's relevant for us in our daily life. The explanation is followed. The Natsiv on the Torah, המקדבר, in few places, teach us something very interesting. When Yosef HaTzadik bring his two children, Menashe, the older, and Ephraim, the younger, to get blessing from grandfather, from Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Avinu switch his hand. But he never switch his legs on his hand. He put the right hand on the head of Ephraim, the left hand on the hand of Menashe. Yosef, a little bit confused, he asked Abba, why you switch? He said, I know my son, Yadati Bni Yadati, I know, but Ephraim will come bigger for Menashe. From this reason, I switch my hand. But he never switch his leg. What hand represent? Hand represent something, spirituality. The hand connect to our head, to our heart. This is the unique about our hand. We need to raise our hand up above us. His hand represent something spirituality. In the beginning of the years in the desert, we live in spirituality life, not normal life. Every morning we have man, slav, water, food, miracles all the time. Hashem split the ocean, and later the water comes sweet, and etc., etc., in Kabbalat HaTorah. In the desert, life, what is not normal life, what is really above normal, more spirituality life, Ephraim lead us. Legs represent practical life. I will say about person, what he very practical, he have two legs on the ground. He never in the air. Ephraim is more spirituality. Menashe is more practical. Shevet with two legs on the ground. Before we cross Yarden River to Eretz Israel, Menashe come before Ephraim. He more practical. He know to deal with real normal life. How to take the best. How to decide to do the right. From this reason, he come before Ephraim. So we understand why we switch. In the beginning of the desert, Ephraim come first. In the end, Menashe come first. Because we stay close to cross Yarden River. He is more practical. He can lead in right way, more from Ephraim, what with all the respect to Ephraim, he more belong to the spirituality life, to something what is above regular life. He lead in the desert. In Eretz Israel, between the two Shvatim, Ephraim, Menashe, come before Ephraim. Now, when we come to close to Eretz Israel, Kadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe Rabbeinu, take how many Shvatim? Only how many? 10 in Eretz Israel. Ephraim and Asher get, Levi never get, and in Ever HaYarden we have two, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven make the life more comfortable for us because they stand instead of Yarden River. And other 10 Shvatim is the west of Yarden River. Now look exactly what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Send people to divide Eretz Israel to 10 parts. And make one part bigger, one part small. Depend the number of people in any Shevet. But only divide. After he divide Eretz Israel, we put all the borders of the 10 area in Eretz Israel and one box. In other box, we put the names of the 10 Shvatim and we pick one name of Shevet and also the property what belongs to the Shevet and is fit. But it's not end in this way. Also, in the Urim V'Tumim. Yes? Exactly same. If Shevet Reuven come, the area of Shevet Reuven come also. Is never end with this miracle, third miracle, but call. Echo come and say, Reuven, you take north. Shimon, you take south. You take Galil. You take the desert. Everyone, exactly 3 times in different way to make this clear. No one involved. It's not connection. I give you, you give me. You get the big property, nice property. Somebody else get less. No, no. Everything come from Hashem. And to make this clear, what everyone can really feel this, because in three ways, in miracle way, exactly same happened. Exactly same. Impossible what Shevet, whatever, not so much people will get huge property. It's never happened. Not when we pick this from the box, not with the echo say, and not when we read it to him, what the Kohen say. Now, everyone feel this is clear. Now look what happened. We arrive to Eretz Israel, and we start to get the property, everybody get his part, and we start the Tkufa of the Shoftim. Dvorah was one of the Shoftim. And she spent very difficult time. Sisra lead his army, his nation, to fight against us. She looked for volunteers from the Shvatim to come to fight back. It's some Shvatim come, most of them come to help. And the place where all the soldiers come together to prepare to the war was by Shevet Naphtali. Shevet Naphtali. Zvulun, the people from Shevet Zvulun, come to the area and they say, wow, Naphtali, unbelievable. Everything is green, gorgeous property. We stuck. Zvulun stay beside the ocean. What you have in the ocean? Only boat go from place to place, but you not have a lot of property. Wow, is Shevet Zvulun start to feel jealous. Why Naphtali get better property for us? Why we cannot divide? He will get a little bit close to the ocean, and also we will get, and also both of us will get area where we have a lot of grass, great land, we can plow and plant trees, and we have great life. We get all the beautiful area and we stuck. And he start to have jealous. But he know jealousy is wrong. This can destroy people. And when they go to the war, Chazal come and say, Shevet Naphtali, Shevet Naphtali, Shevet Zvulun, go to the war, and they not care to die in the war. There was great soldier, why they never care to die? Because they know if they will come back from the war, the jealousy what they have to Shevet Naphtali will come so big, better to die on Kiddush Hashem and not to live with jealousy. And so interesting, the Gemara, we have Gemara in Masechet, Baba Batra, in Daf Kuf Kuf Bet, what the Gemara teach us, exactly what I said before, how we make the lottery between the Shvatim, what Shevet get property, and the example what the Gemara bring is not Reuven and Shimon. The example what the Gemara bring is Zvulun and Naphtali. Why Zvulun and Naphtali? Why not the first Shevet, Reuven and Shimon? You give us example. Why you pick with somebody from the middle? Take the first one. Why? To teach us. Yes. You can see with your eyes. You can understand clearly it's come from Hashem. No one involved what Shevet get, what property. Still later, this can create jealousy. And people not satisfied about what they have. They all the time want what somebody else has. Come the Torah and teach us. You know why this Sefer Bamidbar have other name, Chumash HaPikudim. Pikudim is mean what we account Am Israel twice, big deal. This is so important. Okay, we know how many people by every Shevet, but we have so many unique situation in this Sefer. How we said before, Chet HaMeragli, what we know close to Eretz Israel, cannot cross Yarden River, what Bilam tried to do, Korach, all the fight. We have so many unique activities, what happened, what this changed us completely. Why we pick this name, Chumash HaPikudim? Why? The answer is to teach us how jealousy can destroy everything. How the Mishnah say in Masechet Avot, And just please remember all your life. All your life. What the Mishnah say in Masechet Avot? Eizu Ashir, Asameach, Bechelko. No, no, this I know you know. Look of me for a second. Remember this all your life. Eizu Ashir, who is a rich man, Asameach, Bechelko. You're not only satisfied about what you have, you're also satisfied about what somebody else has. Somebody else has. He has something, he gets something. Good luck. Show him how you appreciate what he has. Have good eye to other person. People feel if they have evil eye to other people, this will help them. This is going to destroy them. To destroy them. They're going to lose everything. But if somebody have good eye, you have also good heart and good brain. Sechel tov, v'nimtza chen v'sechel tov, we say every time in the tefillah. Ayin tova, lev tov. This is the key. 3 weeks start with Parashat Pinchas. Why Yerushalayim destroyed? Yerushalayim destroyed because people not satisfied about what other people have. People only care about himself. But when somebody have good eye and look in positive way about the other person, and in this way, he himself feel happy. He enjoy about what we do and he can grow. Jealous destroys the person from inside. And this is our decision. Because God created us with 5 senses. One of the 5 senses many times is our eyes. We decide how to look of every situation. In any place what we look is exactly the place what we stay. We decide. You know, when you're going to read Megillat Eicha, first perek, 22 psukim, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, etc. Nun, Samech, Ayin, Pei, etc. Perek, Bet, Gimel, and Dalet. We have one change. Also Aleph, Bet. Sometimes 3 times, Aleph, Perek, Gimel, 3 times, Bet, 3 times, Gimel, etc. Triple, every posuk, but we have one change. Not Nun, Samech, Ayin, Pei, Pei, and after this, Ayin. The reason is by purpose. Normal life is first Ayin, after this Pei. First look, after you look, say what you want to say. Because you say what you really look. You say what you really find. But Pei, mouth, before Ayin, is mean the person talk. And later he start to believe what he talks, this is what happened. He build. He say, he talk about this, about this, about this. And he build. And his eyes create some picture. What he start to believe, what he say, what never happened, is real happened. This make Yerushalayim, this make Yerushalayim to destroy it. Igdimu befiem, the first talk, and after this say, the look. But from this parasha we learn how it's important first to see. And after you see, you sing about what you see, you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives to every one of us. He gives. No one can take from any one of us anything. The Gemara say, Masechet Sota, the Gemara say, Chagiga, Mimkomcha Yikreucha. What you deserve, this is what you will get. No one can take from you anything. No one can touch anything. Nothing. Zero. Everything is in our hand. What we have is what we deserve. Amor, we have good eye to other people. Ezu Ashir Asamech Bechelko. We come satisfied. We come happy. Unbelievable. Come the Torah and teach us how is important to work of this aspect in our life. To stay in these 3 weeks. The idea is to take some aspect, to take something and to bring this to our daily life between us to other people. Ben Adam Lechaveiro. This is the key. Ben Adam Lechaveiro. All the rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I will take care of. This is unique. And when you come to Ben Adam Lechavero, is also what is very unique to understand. Small thing. How we say last week, one word can make big change. One good word can make double change. Motivate other people. Makes them happy. How this happened? Only if we look in positive way. Only if we look in the way what we really understand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give, and if somebody gets something, he does this much better, good luck. Good luck. And I can tell you, people recognize people what have good eye. People what look in positive way. Person what have positive life, this affect everyone. This create positive energy. People like to stay beside him. People feel happy to come his friend. People like him. And this is in our hand. If we take this kind of aspect in our hand, in these 3 weeks, and we're in the beginning of 3 weeks, and every one of us will find something to do a little bit better between us to our friend, between us to people. A little bit better, not too much. This will create something else and something else, and in this way we will go in the right way. This is the essence of our parsha, of our sefer. Yes, Chumash HaPikudim. If we have good eye, Korach never happened, never succeed. We never talk against Eretz Israel. All the scandals, all the terrible things what happened in Sefer Bamidbar will never take place. As we see how good eye can bring us to good heart and good brain and to the Geula Shlema. We take this kind of aspect with us, as B'Siyata Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help every one of us to get what he wants. Because if we have good eye to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also have good eye for us. And he give us more and more what we only give, only help to somebody else. Thank you very much.